Close your eyes and imagine when you had a great meal or when you're going to. A little movie plays in your head. Not so for some people who have aphantasia, the inability to imagine images. Neurologist Adam Zeman, who works in both Scotland and Exeter, encountered one of these people in 2003. The person said, "When I close my eyes, there's absolutely nothing there." Zeman has since encountered 20 more people with this condition. A master's student in another neurologist's lab realized that she has aphantasia. Feeling about it is, "I don't have a deficit. To me, it's fine." Some aphantastics, can I create a term, or maybe it already exists, may lack imagination of sound. Some can dream in pictures, but not create a waking image with eyes closed. What's different in their brains from most of us who have fully capable imaginations? Maybe overcapable? Get to work, don't daydream. Researchers have used a number of techniques to find out. One researcher used images split between eyes and split in time. Another used emotional triggers tied to images. Others have used brain scans. What seems to shake out is aphantasia is real, that the visual cortex works pretty normally in the condition, and that it doesn't have a big effect on behavior. We are complex life forms. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.